This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. At the Republican National Convention tonight, Vice President Dick Cheney will be center stage. The speech could amount to a valedictory for the vice president, who said this is his last run for office. Dick Cheney has been President Bush's most influential advisor over the past 4 years. He is both an important emissary to the party's conservative base and a lightning rod for administration critics. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
If Vice President Dick Cheney could be summed up in one word, that word would be serious. He was the experienced Washington hand who brought gravitas to the GOP ticket 4 years ago, having served as defense secretary, White House chief of staff, and member of Congress. His demeanor on the campaign trail is equally sober. He appears uncomfortable with the glad-handing that goes with running for political office, sometimes even grumpy. And he's emerged as a stinging critic of Democratic nominee John Kerry.
Senator Kerry has also said that if he were in charge, he would fight a more sensitive war on terror. America has been in too many wars for any of our wishes, but not a one of them was won by being sensitive.
Dick Cheney is a guy who doesn't say a lot, as you know, but when he says something, you can take it to the bank.
David Keene is chairman of the American Conservative Union and describes himself as a big fan of Cheney's.
He's incredibly popular with the base, and you see that in the fact that he has been in these battleground states. He's been out raising money. He's been out meeting with activists. He's been out there.
One measure of Cheney's popularity with Republicans, he's raised over $20 million for Bush, Cheney, and other GOP candidates through August. Although his popularity in nationwide polls has at times dropped below 40%, he's still a hit in suburban, rural, and small-town America. Cheney has served as the campaign's emissary to places like Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and Elko, Nevada. But perhaps even more valuable to the president than his fundraising skills is his role as chief advisor, David Keene.
Everyone who works with this administration knows that Dick Cheney's voice is heard on a whole variety of different issues, that the president relies on him, and that those who work in this administration know that that's the role that he plays.
But that advice has cut both ways for the administration. Cheney has widely been credited or blamed for urging the attack on Saddam Hussein and for saying Iraqis would welcome American soldiers as liberators. He also played a role in energy policy, but his refusal to release a list of people who met with his energy task force led to a Supreme Court case. And his ties to his previous employer, Halliburton, have raised questions about government contracts the company has been awarded and about the administration's coziness to big business. Austin Ranney is an emeritus professor of political science at the University of California who taught Cheney at the University of Wisconsin.
I suppose in history, the advice on the Iraqi war will outweigh all other advices that he gave in other questions, and that will be particularly true if Bush is defeated in this November, and Cheney will have to take some of the blame for that.
But one of Cheney's longtime congressional colleagues from Wyoming sees it differently. Former Senator Alan Simpson says Cheney has met all the goals he set for himself in a long career of public service, and Simpson dismisses the notion that Cheney is somehow the power behind the throne.
Dick Cheney is not the Darth Vader sitting behind the screen or the Great Oz or the curtain. That's a myth. He's not sitting there doing that. George Bush had that in his own mind. Others had it in their minds. It wasn't some singular snap-the-finger thing at all. So that's one of the myths.
In recent days, Cheney has taken steps to soften his image a bit. He's been campaigning with his family. And last week, he distanced himself from the president on a proposed constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, noting his own lesbian daughter. But after more than three decades in public service, Cheney's image may be as firmly set in the minds of voters as his job is secure with the president. Brian Naylor, NPR News, New York.